The Missouri Corn Update is brought to you by the Missouri Corn Growers Association and the Missouri Corn Merchandising Council. Hello, I'm your host, Michael Clements, and this week we'll talk with Common Ground volunteer Addie Yoder. The Farmer's Table Wine Trail is coming up in April, and we'll get all the details on that in just a moment.
Commodity Classic is the place to boost your bottom line.
We're all in business to make money, you know, and you want to succeed at your job. You come here, you're able to take this information and become more profitable from seed to fertilizer to equipment, everything.
Join thousands of your fellow farmers at Commodity Classic, America's largest farmer-led, farmer-focused educational and agricultural experience. February 28th through March 2nd in Orlando. Discover more at commodityclassic.com.
Again, Common Ground volunteer Addie Yoder is our guest this week. And Addie, welcome to the program. And while it's been a chilly, snow-filled winter, spring certainly on the minds of everyone, including planting season, but really no better of a time to talk about the upcoming Farmer's Table Wine Trail this spring. So tell us, what is this event?
So the Farmer's Table Wine Trail is an event in Herman on April 6th, where at each winery, we have a person representing a different farm commodity. So each winery will have like a beef theme or a lamb theme or a corn theme. And so people who come to the wine trail will get on the trolley and they'll stop at whatever winery they want, and they'll get a sample of food that is paired with a wine from that specific winery. And the food is themed on the commodity that's at that winery. Last year, I was at the beef stop at Robler Winery, and they had some really delicious meatballs and a great red wine paired with it. And it's just a great opportunity to be social and have fun, but also be available and have some conversations about food and wine and where those things come from the farmer's perspective.
Well, what specifically does the wine trail offer in those conversations? When you're talking with folks, what are they asking?
You know, it just depends on who's there. A lot of times people want to know more than anything about the organization that we represent. Common Ground is an organization sponsored by the Soy and Corn Checkoff that's volunteer-based. So I'm a volunteer, and we are farm women that have conversations with other women and consumers about what happens on the farm and where their food comes from. So people will ask us, you know, what do we do and what is Common Ground? And then when we explain what's happening, they usually have questions, sometimes as simple as, why do you use the things that you use on the farm? Or did you raise the beef that went into these meatballs? And you never know what kind of questions they're going to have. But because it's a fun environment, it's just really relaxed and casual. So the conversation flows a little bit easier than it would, say, at a trade show or an event.
Why is this such an important aspect of Missouri agriculture, getting involved in creating events such as this one?
It's surprising how removed even people in our own small communities are from the farm and what actually happens. So anytime that we can connect farmers and consumers, it matters a lot. Even in an agricultural-based state like Missouri, there's just a lot of opportunity there to fill in the blanks. Because of that disconnect and the information you get on the internet and things from advertising, there's a lot of confusion and misconceptions about what's in our food and what goes into the production. And so we really value the opportunity to be able to answer questions and clear things up and sometimes ease people's minds about their food.
Well, for you on a personal level, what's the drive to be involved in groups like Common Ground and helping consumers?
Well, I am a mom, and I know when I had kids initially, when they were all small, I had questions about our food, things about should I buy these things with these labels or those things without labels, and what really mattered and what was the safest and most important thing for my family. And so knowing where those answers can be found and having the resources to get all sides of the information was a really big deal for me. And so I think it's important to be able to share that feeling of security with other families and consumers out there. But also as a producer and as a person on the farm, for me, it's just a great way to communicate what we do and what we're already so passionate about.
Well, as we wrap up, tell us about the event again, the date, the times, and all that ticket information for folks out there.
So the Farmer's Table Wine Trail is April 6th from 10 to 5 in Herman. And to get tickets, they're $30. You can get them in advance at thehermanwinetrail.com or by calling the Welcome Center. The phone number is 800-932-8687. Get tickets that way, and I hope to see you there.
Addie, thanks for your time today.
No problem. Thank you.
Again, that's Common Ground volunteer Addie Yoder, our guest on this week's Missouri Corn Update. You can learn more about the Farmer's Table Wine Trail event coming up in April on the Herman Wine Trail by heading online. Visit the Missouri Corn website at mocorn.org.